All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This is season 7, y'all, and we are talking all things betrayal trauma, both partner betrayal and intimacy betrayal. We're also learning a lot about sexual compulsivity this season, but we're going to go much deeper next season into that. So hang on. It's coming. It's coming for all of you that are wondering. And, you know, when you start talking to partners, it's really hard for partners not to go to that place of, you know, starting to question and kind of like doing the work of the sex addict. But that's not your work. Your work is to heal and to mend and to learn and to grow and to shift into this space of emotional independence so that you can thrive, you know, interpersonally and in all of your relationships moving forward, and so that you can make wise and grounded decisions regarding your current relationship. So that's where we are in this season. And you're going to learn a lot about sexual compulsivity next season. So we've got some things to look forward to, guys. We are talking about comfortably chaotic today. And I think it's an appropriate podcast following our previous podcast, which is, am I dating my mom or my dad? And we talked a little bit about emotional incest, triangulation, and things of that nature when we're taking a look at family of origin. Okay. Comfortably chaotic is a part of that. We've had a great episode on attachment. We've talked about attachment styles. We've talked about families of origin. We've talked about family systems. We've talked a little bit about what role we might have played in that family system. But what I can tell you is if your system was either addicted, okay, and let me just say, not just chemically addicted. It's not just dad was an alcoholic and mom was a codependent. It can also be that there was infidelity. There could be money hardships. So you might find yourself often in debt, or there's maybe some gambling associated. There could be a lot of different things that went on in an addicted family system. Okay. You can also come from a dysfunctional family system where there is a lot of pitting against each other. You see a lot of that emotional incest where the children are being depended upon. So the parents are dependent on getting a lot of needs met from their children, as opposed to it being the other way around. And there is a lot of codependency that's going on in that. So if you came from any of these, you are going to be somewhat comfortable in the chaos. You're familiar with chaotic patterns, and your nervous system is now wired that way. Okay. There is a sense of comfortability in the dysregulation that your nervous system experiences. I mean, you are literally only safe and comfortable if you're somewhat dysregulated, somewhat out of your window. You might be in that hyper arousal, okay? Or you might be in hypo, which is kind of like fawning or, you know, shut down, right? Fearful, paralyzed, all of those things. If you're operating in some of that on a daily basis, it's likely that you came out of an addicted or dysfunctional family system. And if our nervous systems are wired that way, we can't help but gravitate towards the chaos. We can't help but get sucked into dis-ease, trauma, dysfunction, you know, dramatic situations and people, right? And so we become very susceptible to getting sucked in to more dysfunction, more chaos, more drama, right? And you have to give yourself a lot of grace. I say shower yourself with grace, please, because your nervous system is wired like this. You have to go through steps in a process really of healing and recovery before you can get nervous system regulation and start to notice pink flags and red flags and warning signs and set boundaries and prioritize self and communicate well and express needs. Like, all of this takes time, and it's part of that rewiring process. All right. I just think it's super important that we pause and notice what we have experienced in our childhoods. What have you experienced? What type of family system did you grow up? What were the dynamics? What were the relationships like between your major caregivers? Okay. Did you come up in a single family home? Were you exposed to other types of relationships? What was the dynamic like between you and your siblings? What was this dynamic like between certain siblings and mom or dad? Right? Be willing to take a look at that. And if it was dysfunctional in any type of way, understand that your nervous system is now wired a certain way and it needs special care and special attention. And you will find yourself reenacting patterns. So we are talking about trauma reenactment here. All right. In trauma reenactment, you start to see certain themes play out in almost all relationships, both friendly and social, and also romantic and quote unquote intimate, right? You are going to start to gravitate towards intensity instead of intimacy. Okay, it's part of, yes, attachment styles. It is also part of family dynamics and nervous system. It's also about attachment, right? It's just about so many different things. But please be mindful and please be aware that there is healing on the other side of this. I mean, none of us get to wake up in the morning and choose, you know, our family of origin, right? Like, that's okay. That's okay. But please honor who you are, what you have experienced, and your nervous system. And that as humans, we will reenact our trauma until it is resolved. Okay. And in doing so, addictions are going to ensue, and acting out behaviors are going to cause consequences. And then you got to look at it, right? So let's look at it now. Let's look at it before these patterns of behavior become addictive in nature. And I'm not just talking about sexual compulsivity. I'm not talking about just shopping or gambling or things like that. I'm talking about anxiety. I'm talking about depression. I'm talking about nervous system dysregulation. All of this is addictive. They are addictive patterns. These chemicals being released in your brain, it's addiction. They are addictive. You are stuck in a pattern, and you're going to continue to gravitate towards dysfunction in order to, quote unquote, work out your unresolved trauma. And that's trauma reenactment. And that's why we find this feeling of comfort in the chaos. And it's why you can't see the dysfunction in it. Okay. Until it's too late. Until it's too late. And so let's be willing to pause and ponder and take a look and see, like, oh my gosh, are there patterns in my relationships that lead to consequences and negative emotion? All right. Do you start to feel shameful? Do you start to feel used? Do you start to feel resentful? Do you start to feel like you're not enough? I mean, these are negative core beliefs and trauma reenactment probably at play here. So, you know, I'm a big proponent of therapy. And I think that's a good place to start to process this information. Yes, psychoeducation is great. I mean, that's what we're doing right now. And it's good to understand, but information is not transformation. I will say that a million more times. Information is not transformation. Transformation comes from the hard work that you are willing to do and put into practice on a daily basis. Okay. I just hope that this finds the right people at the right time who hear it in a way that sparks their curiosity and their willingness to start to make these changes in these patterns so that they can become the best version of themselves. And that's what we're talking about. So if you find yourself in a relationship with an active addict, please be willing to look back and examine, like, what type of household did I come from? And am I comfortable in the chaos? Thank you, guys. We'll see you same time, same place next week.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know.
It's free content, and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.